What's going on, my fellow A-plusers? It's your host, Adam Perez, back once again with a brand new episode review for Bakuwan Sentai Boom Boomger, episode number 6. Doing something a little bit new this time. I usually been pre-recording my Boom Boomger reviews, but I wanted to go ahead and go live today. Since I had off of work, I figured, why not? Let's do something special. So guys, let's crank it up a notch. What's going on, my fellow Super Sentai fans? It's your boy Adam Perez back once again as we're set to go ahead and get into episode number 6 review for Boom Boomger. I know you guys aren't used to me doing live reviews. It's been a minute since we've done a live review for Super Sentai. Over the past couple of weeks, we've actually been pre-recording our stuff. If you haven't checked it out on our YouTube channel, if you want to check out our other reviews for our past Super Sentai reviews and Boom Boomger, they are currently all up on our YouTube page. But, you know, I was home today. We had ourselves a little bit of an eclipse. I was kind of feeling myself, so I'm like, you know what, let's do something different today and actually do a live review. Plus I kind of want to see how my views hold up in regards to a YouTube compared to pre-recording stuff and just dropping it as a premiere. So thought we'd have some fun here and give me an opportunity to kind of interact with you guys also. So listen, let me know what you guys thought about episode 6 of this series in the comment section box below, guys, and we'll definitely have a little bit of a conversation as we talk about today's episode, which you know, look, this weekend's episode, I gotta say, I am finally glad that we have a villain here who has the opportunity of really pushing our Boom Boomgers so far to their limits, as we wind up having the arrival of Commander Mad Rex from the Hachalians here. And about time, because I was kind of getting tired of this clown show, if you will, on a weekly basis. You know, we knew that they probably had, you know, higher ups above them, and I'm sure this commander probably has a general above him also, the final boss, if you will, that we'll probably get towards the end of the season. But the fact that we're 6 episodes in, I'm glad that somebody took notice of the debacle that was the Hachalians and are certainly coming to assist, because I thought for the most part, Commander Mad Rex really put up a fight and kind of put them on notice. You know, last week's episode was really the first time that we got the opportunity to see really all three of our Boom Boomers in any level of trouble whatsoever, like getting tortured, just, I mean, you know, dirtied up, bruised, battered sort of thing, until Officer Joe certainly came to the rescue. And that was really the first time that I kind of opened my eyes, like, okay, we have ourselves a formidable foe. But now that we get into episode number 6, you know, I am always a big fan, and I don't know if this is what it's going to turn into, but I'm always a big fan of like the rivalries between Red Rangers and whoever the commander or general is on the other side. Like, I really like sort of like personal beefs and stuff. And I don't know if that's what this is going to turn into, but the fact that we kind of see Taya sort of taken to the limit in this episode, I thought was pretty eye opening. I didn't really see, like, Taya felt very much like on his heels most of this episode. I don't really recall him putting in any damage really to Commander Mad Rex in here. And I was definitely pretty eye-opening to kind of see even Taya certainly surprised. I mean, he wasn't even able to get away to help the rest of the team out, even though the rest of the team certainly didn't need any help. But the idea of just seeing our Red in some sort of circumstance where he can't really get out of it on his own or really having trouble is something that I'm really excited for. So, you know, I hope that this continues to keep brewing between these two. We did get some really cool, I don't want to say necessarily action sequences, but some new inventive ways that our boom boomgers can use their tires and their wheels on their back and on their foot. I love the fact that this turned into like a hovercraft mode. For a second there, when he gets thrusted onto his back, I literally thought that the wheel, like, he was going to fall on his back and the wheels were going to spin to like have him back into the standing position. But instead, they used the momentum from the tires and used it very much as a hovercraft and had homeboy floating into a great just landing position, if you will. So I thought it was pretty innovative, to be quite frank with you. And then we actually get the opportunity to see that Taya does in fact need help here, as he gets the guy that's eventually going to become Boone Orange, toss him a sewer top here to go ahead and allow him to use it as a shield to go ahead and push back one of the blasts from Commander Mad Rex in here. Great special effects, honestly. I really like the look of it in general. But yeah, you know, Mad Rex really puts Taya on notice here that they're definitely not messing around anymore. So if there is anything that I thought was pretty interesting, though, you know, at the end of this episode, I'm kind of curious why Taya doesn't express that to the rest of the crew. You know, like they're having their own kind of fun, to certainly say the least. So maybe Taya's like, I don't want to bring them down or discourage them or anything like that. But Homeboy literally does not even mention why he was busy, you know, the pushback that he wind up getting, like, team, we should probably kind of be on notice. Instead, Boondario winds up bringing out some curry for him to eat, you know, and he just allows the rest of the team to kind of celebrate. So, you know, I'm going to be interested in next week's episode. Like, is the team going to, like, because I'm pretty sure Mad Rex will certainly pop back up in some capacity. But I guess my question would then be, will the team find out that way firsthand? Like, who's this new guy? You know, like, Taya, why didn't you tell us that this person was here, sort of thing? Or at the beginning of the episode, will Taya have sort of a little bit of a conversation with this team? Like, we really need to get ourselves a little bit more prepared here. So, you know, again, I'm just glad that we got somebody that can be taken seriously in here. I don't know how long Mad Rex is certainly going to be around for, if we're going to have another commander at some point in time. I'm just glad that it's no longer just this clown show of the three Hachalians that we were certainly getting before. And you guys already know, like, if you've been watching my past Sentai reviews, like, as much as I love, like, the highway space sequences that we've been getting, it does get tiresome at times. And, like, I really want to see them do something a little bit different. And, you know, this week, the idea of, like, the illusion of an additional road and a sign and allowing the Shailene to kind of just simply fall off the cliff, sort of thing, this is definitely going to be a pattern. And I think it's going to be one that I'm going to find myself kind of rolling my eyes. Like, I love the special effects for it. I love the VFX surrounding it. But the idea of them having to constantly do this on a weekly basis just to get to their mecha fight, you know, I just need something a little bit more fun and epic at the end of the day. But overall, the Hachalians at least impressed this week with Commander Mad Rex on board. But yeah, guys, let me know what you guys are thinking. Scene Nerd says, fresh cut. Yeah, man, I had to, you know, it's April, you know, the spring is here. Summertime's coming. I was just getting tired, honestly, of just rocking all that hair, and the shower was taking longer, you know, wanted my scalp to feel the sun and the breeze once again. So yeah, I had to go ahead and get a fresh cut. I'm sure my hair will be back in like 6 months, though. Don't fret. Next up, y'all. I really want to also talk about our detective duo here that we had this week of Ichiro and Mira, as Ichiro just, you know, just can't believe that Officer Joe is, in fact, as good as he says that he certainly is, right? Like, there's got to be something wrong with this guy, because there's nobody that takes their job that seriously. Unbeknownst to Ichiro, yes, he does. And I got to say, I love the beginning of this episode where you get to see just the mentality of how Ichiro views Officer Joe. Like, he's like this menace in disguise, sort of thing. I really cracked up at just this vision of what Officer Joe was certainly like in the eyes of Ichiro. You look, maybe Homeboy has some trust issues at the end of the day. You know, look, Mira kind of just got thrusted into the group thanks to Taya. I love the fact that Mira's like, well, thank God you've picked somebody else to kind of, you know, dig around into, sort of thing, if you will. And now he's trying to look more into the life of Officer Joe in here. I mean, look, if anything, I think this episode for me continued to highlight, like, why I like Officer Joe as much as I do. I mean, this guy really is just like an officer to the community. You know, he's definitely a people's person. Like, I really enjoyed seeing the rest of the community sort of run up to him and thank him for all the, you know, thankless things that I'm sure that he certainly does, right? He's like, hey, just give me a call anytime, you guys, if you need. I did laugh a little bit when you had, like, the guys that work out run up to him and thank him for the abs and bicep workouts. And I'm thinking to myself, like, does Officer Joe look like that? Like, is he even taking his own advice? Is he even doing the workouts that he's given other people, sort of thing? But yeah, you know, I even cracked up at the idea of him finding a loose coin on the floor. You know, I don't know how much yen that was, but Homeboy literally felt like he needed to go ahead and report it and take it back to the the police station to write up a report on his day off sort of thing. So when he says, you know, he's there to protect not only the people, but the Boom Boomgers, you know, he certainly means it. And even in the villain this week highlights that it was like a toilet that this is just a weird villain of the week choice, like literally turning the toilet into a villain and having them spray water on you like a bidet almost, even though it looked very much like a classic functioning toilet with, you know, that you would flush and things like that. It's definitely not a bidet, but the way that it came across of him shooting out water is what I immediately thought of. But really, it's the idea to like to wash away the civility of a person, right? To get down to the clean and sort of naked truth of who the person certainly is. And the fact of seeing him get sort of doused in here, Officer Joe, and him still kind of living by that code of protecting people and whatnot, just again, goes to show you why he should be a Boom Boomer in the first place. And so I thought that was pretty eye-opening, that despite his new truth, if you will, he's still the same old sort of mentality. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then just getting the opportunity to see Ichiro apologizing to him, you know, like almost wanting to be sort of like at his level, if you will, to a certain extent. I really enjoyed a cranked up Ichiro. Like I really enjoyed the personality change that wind up happening. Like even his enthusiasm even spreads to Mira in the sense of like, hey, you're going to be the one that's going to drive this vehicle this time. Like you're going to be in charge of it. And she was like, yeah, I think I like you better in this mood. And I totally got to agree. I really enjoyed the partnership between the three of them here this week after we get the opportunity to see the naked truth, if you will, of Ichiro in this episode. So, you know, for a team where I originally was a really big fan of just red, pink, and blue, you know, the idea of Officer Joe coming on board, I thought, you know, I was kind of worried about what the chemistry was certainly going to be like, but I've enjoyed the four pack so far. I'm actually surprised we haven't gotten Orange as of yet. I didn't see the preview for next week, so I don't know exactly when Boon Orange is certainly going to plan on joining, but if I have to swap up my my three in red, pink, and blue for black, pink, and blue, I'll definitely take it because I thought it was pretty fun. But, you know, I'm pretty sure we're not going to have Ichiro in this particular mindset on a weekly basis. So a little bit of a bummer there. But, you know, I did like the fact that he had to kind of eat that embarrassment towards the end of the episode, right? Like, you can't fool us. Like, we know exactly like what you're thinking here. But so, yeah, we'll have to see how Ichiro deals with this certainly going forward. And for me, you know, I even really enjoyed seeing Mira like now being sort of like the mentor, right? Like she's no longer sort of the rookie of the group sort of thing. And so if anything, I think I'm going to have a really fun time maybe with Officer Joe and Mira's connection. Like I would be kind of curious though, like how often Officer Joe is even going to be at the base. You know, he seemingly does take his police officer work very serious. So it almost seems like he's kind of be out on like his own adventures, kind of doing his own thing, you know, constantly being on duty. So, you know, maybe this does in fact force our threesome in our group in red, black, and or red, blue, and pink to really carry more the team chemistry and things like that, you know, going on missions and things like that together. So, but I had a fun time with it overall. If anything, you know, I am really curious to kind of see the budding relationship here between the Boom Boomgers and the ISA. Taya winds up delivering to the ISA here this week, really like satellite coordinates or like to be able to help their system out, if you will, to detect incoming aliens or any aliens that might in fact certainly be around. And this is where they discover the concept of Commander Mad Rex entering Earth's orbit and stuff. So immediately once they plug in this data, they're able to go ahead and start detecting things and whatnot. But, you know, for me, considering the fact that this agent, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, clearly has somebody that's above her and telling her certainly what to do, you know, I still am very much wary. Maybe not so much wary about her motives, but wary about the ISA motive certainly in general. You know, she seems like she is kind of coming around to being a part of the team or understanding who the Boom Boomers are, or at least enjoying Boom Dario's curry. You know, so whether or not that allows her to have a little bit of a softer side with the Boom Boom Girls, but also have her own ulterior motives, we'll definitely have to see. But there is something about the ISA I just feel like I can't trust, or like something's going to happen midway through this season where we're going to find out who is truly in command of that and maybe what their true intentions certainly are. But look, overall, decent episode this week. It's nothing that I'm really writing home about, with the exception of Commander Mad Rex. I think he was probably the most impressive thing that I saw here this week, in the sense of really kind of putting Taya on his heels to the point of him not even mentioning the encounter that he wind up having to his team at the end of the day. Because I would think that would be a big sort of conversation piece of like, why couldn't you have helped us in battle, sort of thing. And he just kind of brushed it under the rug. But I am kind of curious to know what you guys certainly think of this. So I'll definitely go ahead and let me know your comments and thoughts in the comment section below. But I think other than that, guys, I think that's going to wrap it up here for me for my review of Boom Boom Girl. So until next time, guys, do us a big favor. As always, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and keep it A+. I'll see you guys soon. Bye.